We often seek ways to become more attractive, not just in physical appearance, but in character and essence. The teachings of Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, provide timeless wisdom on how to cultivate habits that make us truly appealing to others. Let us delve into the five Stoic habits that can transform us into more attractive individuals, as inspired by the words of Marcus Aurelius. Habit 1. Fulfilling your duty. When we talk about fulfilling our duty, we are speaking about the essential tasks and obligations that we have in our lives. These duties can range from simple everyday responsibilities like completing assignments at work or helping out around the house, to more complex duties such as caring for our loved ones or serving our community. Fulfilling our duty means taking these responsibilities seriously and committing to them with all our heart and soul. Marcus Aurelius, a renowned Roman emperor and philosopher, believed that by fulfilling our duty, we not only strengthen our character, but also become more attractive individuals. He argued that true attractiveness is not just about physical appearance or charm, but is rooted in our integrity, reliability, and commitment to doing what is right. When we carry out our duties with dedication and a sense of purpose, we demonstrate to others that we can be trusted and relied upon. One of the key aspects of fulfilling our duty is maintaining a strong sense of integrity. Integrity means being honest with ourselves and others, and consistently aligning our actions with our values and principles. When we act with integrity in fulfilling our duties, we build a reputation for being trustworthy and honorable. Others see us as people of integrity who can be counted on to do the right thing, even when it is difficult or challenging. Dedication involves committing ourselves wholeheartedly to the tasks and responsibilities we have undertaken. It means giving our best effort, focus, and attention to everything we do, no matter how big or small the task may be. When we approach our duties with dedication, we show that we take them seriously and care about the impact of our actions on others. Fulfilling our duty requires a spirit of service towards others. This means putting the needs and well-being of others before our own self-interests and desires. By serving others through our actions and fulfilling our responsibilities towards them, we demonstrate compassion, empathy, and kindness. This spirit of service not only strengthens our relationships with others, but also fosters a sense of connection and community. When we fulfill our duty with integrity, dedication, and a spirit of service, we not only enhance our own character, but also inspire admiration in others. People are naturally drawn to those who consistently demonstrate reliability, trustworthiness, and a strong sense of purpose. By fulfilling our duties wholeheartedly, we become role models for others and set a positive example for how to conduct oneself with honor and responsibility. Fulfilling our duty can mean being a supportive partner, a loving parent, or a loyal friend. It involves showing up for our loved ones, listening to their needs, and being there for them in times of joy and sorrow. By fulfilling our duties in our relationships, we build strong bonds based on mutual respect, trust, and care. Fulfilling our duty entails being a diligent and responsible employee or employer. It means meeting deadlines, honoring commitments, and striving for excellence in all that we do. By fulfilling our duties at work, we not only earn the trust and respect of our colleagues and superiors, but also contribute to the success and prosperity of our organizations. Within our communities, fulfilling our duty can take on many forms, from volunteering for a cause we believe in to helping those in need. It involves being an active and engaged member of society, working towards the common good, and making a positive impact on the lives of others. By fulfilling our duties in our communities, we contribute to creating a more caring, inclusive, and vibrant society for everyone. By embracing our responsibilities with integrity, dedication, and a spirit of service, we not only strengthen our character, but also inspire admiration and respect. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that true attractiveness lies in our commitment to doing what is right and fulfilling our duties with honor and purpose. So let us strive to fulfill our duty each day, knowing that in doing so, we not only better ourselves, but also make the world a better place for all. Habit 2. Dealing with criticism. Dealing with criticism is a skill that can benefit us in many aspects of our lives. Whether it comes from our friends, family, colleagues, or strangers, feedback about our actions, behavior, or work can be valuable if we choose to see it that way. Embracing criticism and using it constructively requires a mindset shift and a willingness to look at ourselves objectively, which is not always easy. However, by developing this habit, we can grow personally and professionally. One of the first steps in handling criticism effectively is to not take it personally. Criticism is often about actions or behaviors rather than about us as individuals. Separating our identity from the feedback we receive can help us approach it more objectively. Instead of seeing criticism as an attack on our character, we can view it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Another key aspect of dealing with criticism is to listen actively. This means paying attention to what is being said without immediately formulating a defensive response. It involves being open to hearing different perspectives and understanding where the criticism is coming from. By actively listening, we show respect to the person offering feedback and demonstrate our willingness to engage in a constructive dialogue. Furthermore, it is important to ask clarifying questions when receiving criticism. Sometimes feedback can be vague or unclear, and asking for specific examples or details can help us better understand the issue at hand. By seeking clarification, we show our commitment to addressing the concerns raised and to making positive changes. After receiving criticism, it is beneficial to take some time to reflect on it. Rather than dismissing feedback outright or dwelling on it excessively, reflecting on criticism can provide valuable insights. Consider whether there is any truth to the feedback and how you can use it to improve yourself. Self-reflection is a powerful tool for personal growth and can help us turn criticism into an opportunity for self-improvement. A growth mindset involves believing that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and learning. By approaching criticism with a growth mindset, we see challenges as opportunities to grow and develop, rather than as setbacks or failures. It is also important to take ownership of our mistakes and shortcomings. When receiving criticism, resist the urge to shift blame or make excuses. Instead, acknowledge where you may have gone wrong and take responsibility for your actions. Displaying accountability demonstrates maturity and integrity, making it easier for others to trust and respect you. When someone takes the time to offer feedback, especially if it is well-intentioned and thoughtful, expressing gratitude shows that you value their input. Thanking others for their feedback encourages open communication and reinforces a culture of continuous improvement. Lastly, it is crucial to use criticism as a catalyst for growth and change. Instead of viewing feedback as a reason to feel discouraged or defeated, see it as an opportunity to challenge yourself and become better. Embrace criticism as a tool for self-improvement and commit to making positive changes based on the feedback you receive. By approaching feedback with humility, active listening, reflection, a growth mindset, ownership, gratitude, and a commitment to change, we can turn criticism into a positive force in our lives. Remember, how we respond to criticism says a lot about who we are and our willingness to learn and grow. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." Habit 3. Taking action. Taking action is a fundamental aspect of personal growth and success. It involves moving beyond mere contemplation and into the realm of execution. It is about actively engaging with the world around us and making things happen. Marcus Aurelius understood the importance of taking action in order to achieve one's goals and become a better person. One of the key aspects of taking action is the ability to overcome inertia and procrastination. It is easy to get stuck in a cycle of overthinking and hesitation, but true progress only comes when we push past our doubts and fears and take that first step forward. By taking action, we break free from the shackles of passivity and set ourselves on a path of growth and achievement. Taking action also requires a certain level of courage and confidence. It means being willing to step outside of our comfort zone and embrace new challenges. It involves facing the unknown with a sense of curiosity and excitement, rather than with fear and trepidation. When we take action, we demonstrate to ourselves and others that we are capable of handling whatever comes our way, and that we are not afraid to pursue our dreams and aspirations. Moreover, taking action is a powerful way to build momentum and create positive change in our lives. Each action we take, no matter how small, accumulates over time to create significant results. By consistently taking proactive steps towards our goals, we build a sense of momentum that propels us forward and helps us achieve greater success. Every action we take becomes a building block that contributes to the foundation of our future. When we actively engage with our circumstances and make intentional choices, we shape our own destiny and create the life we desire. By taking action, we move from being mere spectators to being active participants in our own story. Life is full of challenges and setbacks, but by taking decisive action in the face of adversity, we strengthen our ability to overcome obstacles and bounce back from failure. When we take action, we show resilience in the face of adversity and demonstrate that we are not easily deterred by setbacks. This resilience is essential for navigating the twists and turns of life with grace and fortitude. When we take initiative and lead by example, we inspire those around us to do the same. Our actions send a clear message that we are not content to simply sit back and watch life pass us by, but that we are actively shaping our own destiny and making a positive impact on the world around us. By taking action, we lead the way for others to follow and create a ripple effect of positive change. By cultivating the habit of taking action, we can break free from inertia, build momentum, cultivate resilience, and inspire others to do the same. Marcus Aurelius understood the transformative power of taking action, and his teachings continue to inspire us to embrace a proactive mindset and make a difference in the world. Habit 4. Asking for help. Humans are social creatures, and no one can go through life entirely on their own. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and seeking help when needed is a sign of maturity and wisdom. It is not a sign of weakness to ask for help. In fact, it is a sign of strength. Asking for help is an essential habit that can make you more attractive, not only to others but also to yourself. When you ask for help, you show that you are open to new ideas and willing to learn. This willingness to learn is a key element of personal growth and development. By seeking the guidance of others, you demonstrate humility and a recognition of your own limitations. This humility is a trait that is highly valued by others and can make you more appealing in their eyes. When you reach out to others for assistance, you create opportunities to connect with them on a deeper level. People appreciate others who are willing to be vulnerable and show their human side. This vulnerability creates a sense of authenticity that is both refreshing and attractive. Asking for help also shows that you value other people's expertise and opinions. It is a recognition that no one is an island unto themselves, and that we all have something valuable to offer. By seeking help from others, you not only benefit from their knowledge and experience, but you also show respect for their abilities. This mutual respect can strengthen your relationships and make you a more likable person. Marcus Aurelius, known for his wisdom and Stoic philosophy, understood the importance of asking for help. He believed that true strength comes from acknowledging our weaknesses and seeking support when needed. Aurelius recognized that no one has all the answers and that seeking help is a sign of intelligence, not incompetence. When you open yourself up to the guidance of others, you expose yourself to new ideas and ways of thinking. This exposure can broaden your horizons and help you see situations from different angles. Another benefit of asking for help is that it allows you to tap into the collective wisdom of those around you. No one person has all the answers, but by pooling together the knowledge and experience of a group, you can come up with innovative solutions to complex problems. Collaboration and teamwork are essential for success in today's interconnected world, and asking for help is a crucial part of this process. When you recognize that you cannot do everything on your own, and that it is okay to seek assistance, you free yourself from unrealistic expectations. This self-awareness and self-compassion can improve your mental well-being and help you navigate life's challenges with greater resilience. By seeking help when needed, you can foster deeper relationships, gain valuable insights, and boost your self-esteem. So don't be afraid to reach out to others for assistance. It is a sign of strength, not weakness. Habit 5. Consistency and improvement. Consistency and improvement go hand in hand when it comes to personal development and becoming a better version of yourself. In the grand scheme of things, it is the little things we do consistently that make the biggest impact on our lives. Consistency is like a powerful force that propels us forward on the path of growth and self-improvement. It is the vehicle through which we make progress, achieve our goals, and ultimately transform ourselves into the person we aspire to be. When we commit to consistent actions, no matter how small they may seem, we create a positive momentum that builds over time and yields remarkable results. One of the key aspects of consistency is discipline. It requires a strong sense of commitment and willpower to stick to our goals and habits, especially when faced with obstacles or distractions. By cultivating discipline through consistent practice, we develop the resilience and perseverance needed to overcome challenges and stay focused on our journey of self-improvement. When we consistently follow through on our commitments and promises, we build a reputation for being dependable and trustworthy. This not only boosts our self-confidence, but also fosters positive relationships with those around us, creating a strong foundation for personal and professional growth. In addition to consistency, the pursuit of improvement is essential for continuous growth and development. Improvement is not about perfection or reaching a fixed destination. Rather, it is a lifelong journey of learning, evolving, and becoming the best version of ourselves. By seeking opportunities to enhance our skills, knowledge, and character, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences that enrich our lives in meaningful ways. Marcus Aurelius believed that true progress comes from a constant striving for excellence and self-mastery. He emphasized the importance of continuous learning and self-reflection as a means to expand our horizons and deepen our understanding of the world around us. By embracing a growth mindset and being open to change and feedback, we create the conditions for personal growth and improvement to thrive. Moreover, improvement is not limited to just one area of our lives. It encompasses all aspects of our being: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Whether it is improving our health and fitness, expanding our knowledge and skills, fostering positive relationships, or nurturing our inner peace and well-being, there are endless opportunities for growth and self-improvement that we can pursue. One of the most effective ways to foster improvement is through setting goals and having a clear vision of what we want to achieve. By establishing realistic and achievable goals, we create a roadmap that guides our actions and enables us to track our progress over time. This sense of direction and purpose fuels our motivation and inspires us to keep moving forward, even in the face of challenges or setbacks. Furthermore, improvement thrives in an environment of continuous feedback and reflection. By regularly assessing our progress, identifying areas for growth, and learning from our experiences, we create a feedback loop that accelerates our learning and development. This self-awareness and adaptability are key ingredients for achieving sustainable growth and long-term success in our personal and professional lives. By embracing the virtues of consistency and improvement, we cultivate the habits and mindset necessary to unlock our full potential and become the best versions of ourselves. Through steady progress, continuous learning, and a commitment to self-improvement, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also radiate a sense of authenticity, confidence, and inner strength that draws others towards us. So, let us embrace the journey of consistency and improvement with open hearts and minds, knowing that every small step we take is a giant leap towards a brighter and more attractive future. Overall, embodying these 5 stoic habits inspired by Marcus Aurelius can truly elevate our attractiveness in the eyes of others. By fulfilling our duties with integrity, handling criticism with grace, taking proactive action, seeking help when needed, and consistently striving for improvement, we not only enhance our own character, but also draw others towards us with our authenticity, strength, and inner beauty. As Marcus Aurelius famously said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Let us embody these teachings and become the best versions of ourselves, attracting positivity and admiration wherever we go.